Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
One man went online to do his banking. One man with his mouse, banking from his house.
All of us online, doing a banking. Republic Bank Online.
It's like having a bank with unlimited locations. Republic Bank Online Banking. Get statements, pay bills, transfer money, and more for free anywhere. Another reason why we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Please note that SPADS Incorporated is open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, Le Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, Aubrey called Eunice and advised her to settle her difference with Kevin, but she insisted that Kevin apologize to her first. A bored Coretta called Divine, who didn't answer, and then James, who cut short the call. June confronted her about it and later suggested to Sunny that he get her to be involved in the fight against COVID-19. Later, James was about to have dinner with June when he collapsed. Right now, a worried Monica is calling June.
The Voice of Guyana has programming for anyone and everyone, waking you up in the morning.
I am Marcy Parker. Happy to keep you company, Audrey.
Keeping you entertained on the go.
Hi, June. I hear about James. Is what really happened?
Hi, Monica. He had a mild heart attack.
What?
Yes. I'm at the hospital right now.
Oh, gosh, June. You must be so worried.
Yeah. But from all indications, he's going to be okay. Just we'll have to make some lifestyle changes.
Yeah. I mean, it's so much we got to worry about these days and now this. I really got to talk to Lawrence.
Yes. The older we get, the more we need to monitor health.
So this was just sudden with James?
Well, he had heartburn and there were some other subtle symptoms. Indigestion, stomach pains and...
Oh, okay. Heart attack can be so sudden.
I know. I'm just happy it wasn't worse because I could have lost my husband.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine living without Lawrence.
Anyway, I have to go. I see the doctor's coming.
All right. We can talk later. Lawrence!
Yes, Monica? Oh, what happened?
Come. We going downstairs right now.
To do what? I done look after the chickens since already.
This ain't got nothing to do with the chickens. Let me go and walk in the kitchen garden.
I was hoping to relax and read the news, man.
You hear James Williams almost dead from a heart attack?
Yeah. But what do I have to do with me?
Lawrence, we's big people. We got to watch what we eat and we got to start exercising.
I thought I'd just get enough exercise looking after them chicken and plucking them.
Look, we gonna go for a walk every morning or afternoon from now on.
In this seasonal coronavirus?
We could wear a mask.
Look, me neither put myself at any unnecessary risk.
You wanna end up like James, eh?
No, but...
Good. Put on your farmer's hat and let me go down in the yard and walk on this garden. And we gonna be eating more fresh fruits and vegetables right from the garden from now on. We ain't taking no chances.
Junior, need me to come down to the hospital with you?
No, Dinah, that's quite all right. James is doing quite fine. He's recovering.
You don't know how I worried heart attack.
Yeah, I know.
But I watched James the other day. He got to watch the belly, man.
Well, when he gets out of the hospital, he's going on a diet. I am not about to lose him at this young age.
Good.
I tell you, I was so scared, Dinah. I was crying on the way to the hospital. I was crying when he was admitted. And I'm trying to keep myself from crying now.
I could imagine.
Yes.
Well, this is a lesson for everybody in Mirundi. We really got to take care of ourselves.
Yes.
So when you have it, you can come out.
Hopefully within the next couple of days. I will let you know.
All right, good.
I will call you later.
All right, good. Father, you know. Please protect me, family.
Oh, gosh, Monica, we can't take a break now.
Lawrence, look, put down them seats and stop complaining. We barely been at it for half an hour. You got to exercise. James Williams gonna be a dead man all like now.
Lawrence and Monica!
Oh, Father, not this one again.
Hi, Coretto.
Morning, how y'all doing?
We good. Don't come in the yard.
I wasn't planning to. Y'all planting some more greens?
Well...
Yes, Coretto. It didn't take a genius to figure that out.
Nice, nice. Y'all hear how James William had heart attack? I hear he mightn't live.
Woman, will you hear that? You must stop spreading rumors.
I just telling you what the people them say.
It's not everything you hear you must repeat, man.
Like you on edge this morning, Monica.
Why you don't just keep walking, eh? In this season of coronavirus, I don't know why you just don't stay in your house.
Sonny call and tell me I should go and call and check up on the elderly. I'm going by Miss Edna now.
Sonny here good? Well, like it's everybody losing their mind right now.
You know what? I'm gonna ignore you, Monica. Anyway, Lawrence, it's true ExxonMobil fire, Divine?
What?
Coretta, is what you hear that?
People said it looked like she get fired because she ain't going to work. I hear they're gonna bring in Americans to replace none of them Guyanese.
Coretta, that is not true.
There she go again. Look, them people should just sue you for spreading lies.
So wait, Divine still working?
She working from home.
Yes, and ExxonMobil got more than 2,200 Guyanese working on their projects. That is about 53% of the workforce.
Wait, man. Is so much Guyanese working with ExxonMobil?
Yes, Coretta.
You got it.
So how this woman, they're telling me how they donate all the money to coronavirus because there's not plenty Guyanese working with them?
It might serve you well to read a little bit, Coretta.
I just read, yes. $60 million to help Salvation Army, the Civil Defense Commission, and the Rotary Guyana. I wish somebody would donate to me right now. Y'all want to come and help y'all plant them seeds?
No.
Hold on your way. Why you don't just go and walk on your own kitchen garden, eh? Don't feel you're going to come here steady and beg me for wheat greens like what you're doing to Myrtle.
Monica, why you getting worked up with me just because I stopped to gaff with y'all over the fence? You better watch yourself before you get a heart attack like James. As long as I be at a funeral.
Woman, get. Get!
Enjoy the rest of your day, Lawrence.
Kevin.
Miss Dinah, I wasn't expecting you.
Sorry for showing up like this. You could maintain the proper physical distancing. And I sanitize my hand.
Yeah, okay.
How you doing, boy?
I'm trying, you know.
You got a lot of cloth, mask, them, huh?
Yeah, for the villagers.
Good, well, I can collect a couple when I go in. I could give out some of the restaurant because I noticed some people still coming in without.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, you unique talk?
No.
You want to talk to she?
I don't have a problem talking to her. It's up to she.
Right.
Yeah.
Is what really happened with y'all?
She encouraging nonsense with Divine.
How so?
She ain't holding Divine accountable for the things she doing to Ryan, and I feel it's a sign that what she would do to me.
You mean you think she would get somebody else with you?
Yeah.
Look, Kevin, if it's one thing I know, it's me granddaughter. And I could assure you she would never do something like that.
I wish I could believe you.
Look, you can't judge Unique based on what Divine do.
Miss Dinah, I don't mean no disrespect. But there's a reason why they say birds of a feather flock together.
Kevin, you know Unique character.
I know you mean well, Miss Dinah. But this problem is for me and Unique to work out.
Yes, but if y'all ain't talking...
Look, I got the ministry work to do.
So, that mean I must go?
No, it's just that, you know, the Ministry of Communities and... And we still got to see things go right with the council and make sure everything's functioning and everything.
You don't have to make excuses, Kevin. I understand.
Thanks.
Anyway, I just want to say one thing before I go.
Yeah?
Look, Unique been through a lot in her life. You know what happened to her when she was just 14. I don't know how she survived, but every day I just watch my granddaughter being strong despite all the odds against she. I'm begging you, Kevin, be the bigger part in this situation. You need got enough punch your plate already. She needs someone by her side who could show her the love she deserves. Do whatever you got to do. You hear?
I hear you, Miss Dinah.
All right, I'm gone.
Miss Dinah?
Yes.
Thanks for coming. I promise I can call you.
All right, good. I hope she could come back home soon. Good day.
Bye.
Hi, June. Good night.
Good night, Dinah. I hope this is not a bad time.
No. I just sit down here reading two Psalms. Unique sleeping already.
She moved back home.
She and Kevin, you know these young people, they're on some kind of break.
Oh, okay.
How James?
Well, he will be home within the next couple of days.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah, I talked to him this afternoon. He said he thought he was dying when he felt the pressure in his chest.
Oh, gosh.
Dinah, you know. Ever prepare yourself for something like this. I mean, as a nurse, I know all the causes of heart attacks. I know James has been putting on some weight, but I thought we maintain a fairly healthy lifestyle.
June, everything does happen for a reason. Sometimes just to tell we got to pay more attention to what going on around we.
Yes. I just want him to come home. Everything will be all right.
Everything gonna be all right. And it's all right to cry too, you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry for laying all this on you.
June, you know you can talk to me anytime. When all is said and done, I still your mother.
Yeah. Dinah, can you do something with me?
Yeah, sure. What?
Can you pray with me for James? Please.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.